Good day, mate.
Kia ora koto kotwa from Aotearoa.
Magandang araw mga beshies.
This is Finding Answers with JR.
And Tina.
Yes! Tina, yay! Kamusta?
Good, how are you?
Good, happy birthday.
Ay, thank you.
Belated. Ilan taong ka na, 19?
Something. 30-something.
How's your birthday? How did you celebrate?
Okay naman, chill lang siya. Bilang we can't do anything much here nowadays. I just went out to buy pizza for lunch. And then,
that's good.
Yeah, just swung by a bookstore. Tried to look for a book. Tapos yun na, balik na ulit sa bahay.
And did you buy yourself a gift?
No, I was supposed to buy myself a book, but the book wasn't available until August. So
what happened to the yoga mat? I thought you were buying a new one.
Yeah, yun na rin. Anyway.
You're gonna buy. Okay, so
not yet.
Yeah, I have to show you something. Wait.
Oh my god, you're buying me a yoga mat?
So this is my gift to you with Jap and Daryl.
Oh wow.
So this
oh my god,
a gift this is certificate. This is a gift certificate for you, $100 that you can use for your yoga product. So get that manduka na, ha?
Shucks! Ano ba yan?
Happy birthday!
Thank you! Thank you, Daryl.
Salamat ka rin dun sa mga friends mo.
Oo nga, wow, may pa-surprise sila.
Diba? Okay, so aside from that, what's your birthday wish?
No, very simple, especially these days. I just wish for good health for me, for my family, for all my loved ones and friends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for us to stay healthy and COVID-free. You know, very simple.
Good.
And also for me to be able to finally adjust here in Melbourne and be able to maximize my life as a migrant. So, yun lang, very simple.
Wow, that wish is perfect
granted.
Timing. No?
Ah, okay.
Yes. Perfect timing, and I wonder why. Parang di natin to pinlano, but you know what? Our episode today will focus on how you can make the most out of your Pinoy experience there in Melbourne or in the Victoria region. Specifically, we will talk about an organization that our kababayans can get in touch with for their concerns, specifically there in Melbourne. And that is the Philippine Consulate.
Wow! Perfect timing nga. So, thanks for the birthday gift. Feels wonderful.
Alin yung yoga mat o yung yung episode?
Itong episode na to. No, we have a special guest for today, right?
Correct. And let me introduce him to you and our kabeshies. So, our kabeshies, our guest this episode is the acting Philippine Consul General in Melbourne. He was Vice Consul General in Vancouver and also worked as a journalist in Malaya and the now defunct Times Journal. He was also consul in San Francisco and Venezuela, and he is a product of the University of the Philippines for his journalism and law degrees. Tina and our kabeshies, let's all give a warm welcome to Mr. Anthony Mandap. Hi, Sir Anthony.
Hi, kumusta kayong dalawa? Happy birthday, Tina.
Thank you po. And thank you for
sorry pa, may pa-surprise pa kami kay Tina before.
Hindi ko rin po alam.
Good afternoon to both of you.
Yes.
And that was amazing how you were able to gather all that information about me.
Nako, sir. Stalker, yung mga stalker skills namin ngayon, kasi high-tech na rin
Thank you po.
I should do the same about you.
Thank you po at pinaulakan ninyo yung aming invitation to join us.
Yes.
It's part of my job to be talking to people about things that they should know.
Ayun po, speaking of your job po, we're just curious about your background, sir. How did you end up becoming a deputy consul general? And has it always been your dream job po ba?
To end up becoming deputy consul general, you have to start somewhere below it.
Yes.
All right. So when I started my career in the Foreign Service, I had the rank of a vice consul. And that was my rank when I was assigned in San Francisco. But of course, to get into this kind of job, the officers at least have to take and pass the Foreign Service examinations.
Marami po ba yun, sir?
I'm sorry?
Marami po ba yung exams na yun?
Well, yeah, it's a series of examinations, starting with The way it is formatted now is you have to start with a pre-qualification like an IQ test, and then you graduate, right. You move on to the written examinations, and then it's a stepladder kind of assessment. So after hurdling all of that, including the final one, which is the formal dinner and dinner speech, then you are, finally admitted into the service. Mm-hmm. You undergo all sorts of initiations. Not the type that's given to fraternities, but things that you have to learn when you get in. It's actually a late career shift for me because I had worked in the Philippine government for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So you will probably notice that I'm older than most of my batchmates in the department. Mm-hmm. I think you wanted to ask also if this has always been a dream.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess it was. It's always been a dream. I've always been interested in visiting places, experiencing how it is to live in a foreign country and all that. Mm-hmm. But I kind of postponed doing this until late until in the middle of my career as a government employee. Mm-hmm. That time I thought about maybe I should try taking this exam, which I took. I was already in my mid-30s at that time, the last year that I was still eligible to take it. So when I passed it, I joined the service. I actually wasted a few more years before joining because I was hesitant. I didn't want to lose some. I didn't want to suffer a pay cut because I was already in my middle level career at NEDA at the time. I was working at the National Economic and Development Authority.
Oh, okay.
But of course, for the most part, it's been a very fulfilling job. You learn a lot of things, and you experience a lot of things.
Nga eh, I think I have a lot of friends and acquaintances na dream job din talagang maging consul and all that. So ano po ba yung sabi nyo kanina merong last year of eligibility? Ano po ba yung maximum age?
There used to be a an age limit. It was 35 on the day of the examination, of the written examination. Right. You have to be no more than 35. Except if you're already a DFA insider. DFA insider, we give them a little bit of a concession.
Yeah.
They are eligible to take it at any time. But that age limit has been lifted. So anybody can still take the exam even late in their careers.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Oh, Tina, we have a chance pa if ever.
Oh, my
yes, if ever magising actually, tayo one time na gusto nating
young people like you with some experience, it is ideal to have a little bit of experience outside before joining us, so you'll be better prepared. And I think that was the case for me. Mm-hmm. Because I think I benefited also from my previous work experience at NEDA, and before that briefly as a journalist.
Oh yeah, and mga kabeshies, we have
more chances. No age limit. If you would like to go for it, try it.
Just go
for it. Sir,
if it's just in your DNA to serve the people, if it's your passion to to not just to go overseas and work there or live overseas, but to help, especially kababayans in distress situations, then this is the job for you.
Wow. Mm. So, sir, para lang mayroon kaming more idea about what it entails, how's the life like for a deputy consul general? Sobrang busy po ba? And how do you like the idea of being posted in different countries?
That is the biggest come on, actually, the idea of living abroad and experiencing other cultures. Siguro nasa DNA ng mga Pilipina, kaya marami sa ating OFW and all that. So we are no exception. We are also OFWs to some degree, no? So we work abroad, and then we get to benefit from working and living abroad. At the same time, we don't lose a handle on what's happening in the Philippines, and may kasabihan nga tayo, you may take the Filipino out of the Philippines, but you can never take the Philippines out of the heart of every Filipino.
Yes. Totoo yan.
So kung nasa dugo mo yung paglilingkod at yung pakikiisa sa bansang Pilipinas, then it's a good job, and it's a hell of an experience I've had over the past 20 years I've been with the DFA.
Wow. So in the last 20 years that you're serving as with DFA, you're now in Victoria in Australia. How's it like, sir? And how many Pinoys are here right now?
Well, the estimates vary. Sinasabi nila there could be as many as 80,000 Filipinos in our area of jurisdiction. Wow. Which, by the way, not only includes Melbourne, but the entire state of Victoria and the entire state of South Australia and Tasmania. Although right now, limited pa yung mobility natin because, for one thing, our consulate is not yet fully staffed. So, we cover muna Victoria.
Yeah. Sir, san pinakamaraming Pinoy? Where can you find majority of the Filipinos?
You mean worldwide?
Here in Australia, sir, and in Victoria. Which parts
Australia,
of the region?
Of course, we have the biggest number in the Sydney area, no? Sa New South Wales. The second largest concentration is, of course, you know, Melbourne and the suburbs. Second largest city of Australia as well. So, we are pretty much concentrated in these areas. Although we have Filipinos everywhere, as you probably know.
Yes.
No? Back when I was serving in Caracas, Venezuela, we used to do outreach missions in the Caribbean, and every island in the Caribbean Sea, there's a Filipino working there.
So we're everywhere, surprised. Talaga.
Yeah, even as far north as Yukon, when I was assigned in Canada, we used to go to Yukon and Yellowknife, and if you look at the map, these are probably somewhere along the northernmost points of Canada, there are Filipinos there.
Yes.
There are Filipinos in the coldest regions as well as in the hottest regions, in the deserts of the Middle East.
Right.
And in the snows of Alberta, etc.
Kung tutusin, we can conquer the whole world, no? We can colonize the whole world with our footprint.
Or maybe we're already conquering the whole world.
If we have a burn, so, you know? I keep telling nga kababayans natin wait a minute, why do you think we are a weak people? We are actually a very strong people in terms of our presence abroad. We even penetrated the households of White House.
Yeah.
Yes.
The household of Gaddafi before, they had Filipinos in their household.
Talaga ba?
Yes.
That's how extensive our influence has been. Even the household of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada, there are the Filipinos there working.
Wow.
Even in the house of celebrities like Michael Bublé, there are Filipinos there
working. Oh yes, I heard that Michael Bublé episode, Michael Bublé news about he bought he gave the house to the nanny of his grandfather.
Wow. Probably by that you can think of ourselves as probably the most trusted people in the world.
True.
They trust us with taking care of their elders, their young children, and cooking food for them. You know, taking care of patients in the hospital.
Right.
That's one thing I noticed. Employers like the quality of our work.
Including, of course, our healthcare workers.
Right. Especially them. Totoo po.
Sabi nila, everywhere I go, they tell us Filipinos are excellent health professionals. We have the best bedside manners and all that. The caring and the warmth that we exude whenever we deal with our clients is just unparalleled.
Because with our culture, parang it comes naturally na eh. We don't even have to try. We're just naturally warm and caring for other people.
Yeah, and caring.
That's how we're brought up. Yeah.
Sir, mapunta tayo dun sa consular services. Just for the benefit of our listeners, for example, they don't have any clear idea of what are the different things that they can avail of. What are the available services, consular services for Filipinos in Melbourne?
In fact, every opportunity I get, I explain to our kababayans what kind of services they can expect from us. So when you say consular service, kasama na dyan syempre yung passport issuance, and then we authenticate or consularize documents.
Right.
Yung ninonotaryohan ba?
Yes. Yeah, so, yung kasama po yung red ribbon or something.
Yung tinatawag nila red ribbon. There used to be a red ribbon, pero we already got rid of that. Ano?
Ah, wala but na po ba yan?
Is the function we do so that documents executed by Filipinos abroad will be recognized or honored in the Philippines.
Right. Okay.
Kasi pag wala yun, nahanapin ng banko, asan yung seal na konsulado, nasaan yung red ribbon, dati red ribbon, ngayon seal na lang. Nasaan yung pirma ng konsul. Pag wala yun, hindi nila pagtitiwalaan yung papeles
yung document.
Lalo na kung nagbibenta ka ng lupa o bumibili ka ng lupa sa Pilipinas. So, yun, that's one. The next one is civil registry, no? Yung mga recording ng kapanganakan, kasalan, at kamatayan ng Pilipino abroad. So, for example, mayroong Pilipinong pinanganak dito sa Australia. Siyempre, kung Pilipino ang isang magulang nun, kahit isang magulang lang, Pilipino yung bata. So, the logical thing is to register the birth sa Pilipinas. So, we have civil registry. Yep. Once they register with us, ipo-forward namin sa DFA, and DFA forwards it to the PSA, the Philippine Statistics Authority. So, recorded yon. And then, lately, we have been doing dual citizenship processing, no? You're probably aware that we already have dual citizenship in the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
2-5. So, for all Filipinos who have been naturalized as citizens of other countries, they now have an opportunity to regain or to recover their Philippine citizenship by applying and taking their oath as citizens of the Philippines again.
Right.
Now, a very big component of our work also is traditionally hindi kasama ito sa consular services, but this is already part and parcel of our work and is considered a very important pillar of the foreign service of our foreign policy, which is assistance to nationals. Okay, yung pangangalaga natin sa mga kababayan natin, especially yung mga those who are in dire situations or situations of distress. Yung mga nakukulong, nakakasuhan, natatanggal sa trabaho, nasasaktan o namamatay, ay siyempre we look after them because it's our part of our job to render assistance to Filipinos everywhere they are. So, but of course, because our staffing here in Melbourne right now is very limited, I have only 3 people working with me so far. Some of these services we're not able to do yet, so hindi pa kami nakakapag-issue ng passport at saka visa.
Right.
But the rest of it we're already doing.
How about absentee voting, sir? Yung registration for
good.
Voting.
Good, you reminded me kasi yan may seasonality kasi, dyan. That's why hindi ko kagad nabanggit. May seasonality. What we do for that is first we register voters, no? Who are eligible voters to vote in Philippine elections, Philippine national elections. All Filipinos na citizens of the Philippines, whether they are immigrants or permanent residents, OFWs, students, or kahit pati NT yan, in any place, as long as they can provide proof that they are citizens of the Philippines and that they are 18 years or older, and suffer from no disqualification to vote, then we can register them as voters. And then after registration, they are eligible to vote for Philippine national elections.
Sir,
when you say Philippine national elections, sorry, let me just finish this point.
Yes, please.
When you say Philippine national elections, that means election for the president, the vice president, the senators, and party list representatives.
Saan po ba ang botohan, sir? Sa dyan din po sa...
Normally, siyempre, sa ating premises, no? If you're an embassy, in the premises of the embassy. If you're a consulate, in the premises of the Philippine consulate. But of course, there are different modalities which Tacomelec has already allowed, no? For example, if you have a very large area like Australia or Canada or the US, where voters would much prefer to just send in their ballots mm-hmm. after registration, they can do that. We allow voting by mail.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But of course, in some countries where the postal system is not as reliable, limbawa sa Pilipinas, then we only allow personal voting.
Yeah.
Oh, Tina, alam mo na ha, next elections, you should register and vote.
First time to do absentee voting.
Every Filipino, everywhere in the world, because the vision behind this overseas voting is to empower the overseas Filipinos, and there's a big number of us, overseas Filipinos, to empower them, because they have as much a stake as anyone else in the future of our country, in the selection of
voters,
diba?
That's true.
In fact, they contribute immensely to our economy. They have to be given that power.
Sir, what about events? Are there any events, activities, or programs organized
normally,
by the consular office?
You have an overflow of these events. Na kung hindi nga lang dito sa COVID eh. Before COVID happened, I was already attending all sorts of community events, no? Usually occupying even our weekends and holidays.
Yeah.
Right? But because COVID happened, all of this has to be put on hold. But under normal times, okay, you have fiestas, you have cultural shows, you have street parades.
Wow.
Yeah, you have food fair. You have fashion shows. Everything. For some reason, Filipinos, when they're abroad, we tend to long for these things. We have a more vibrant cultural celebrations in other countries, in the countries I've been posted to.
Yeah.
Even the way we celebrate Independence Day. Sa Philippines, you hardly notice that anymore.
True. Pero abroad, talagang mas mayroong
big event.
Probably the case as well in New Zealand and in here in Melbourne, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hindi lang isa yung event, marami. When I was in Vancouver, nagko-compete yung mga associations to invite us. So you really have to divide your time wisely and so as not to offend others who might not be able to. So nag-uunahan na lang.
So sir, most of these activities are organized by certain organizations that are partnering with you po in implementation of these events. Tama
yes,
po ba?
Mostly these are organized by them because they have the resources, no?
Yes.
The Philippine government hardly has resources to organize these big events. Although once in a while, we have a little budget for cultural cultural celebrations. Mm-hmm. We host our own, especially if we have visiting artists, fashion designers.
Right.
When I was in Vancouver, we even had concerts, no?
Mm-mm.
When I was there, we had artists like Baltimore who came for a visit and we organized a show for him. Because these are, while not yet a national artist officially, he is an artist of note in the Philippines, and we have to promote his works as part of our cultural legacy, you know.
Okay.
And we had fashion designers who came forward, who came to visit us, and we also organized events for them. Most of the time, we just co-organize naman eh, because we don't, like I said, we don't have the funds to organize big events, but we are there to support, at the very least, you know, to attend and to deliver a speech, promoting the event or, encouraging our kababayans to patronize their works.
Right. So, sir, in Melbourne, ano po yung mga, just for the benefit of our listeners, and if they would like to get involved in certain events, meron po ba kayong top of mind organizations that they can get in touch with if they would like to be involved in sa mga
or orgs? Where they can find the list of events?
Eventually, when we're able to set up our own website, we will create that.
Yeah.
Kasi they compete for people's time. They compete for our time. They compete for space in our website din, syempre. So mm-hmm. we'll have to find a good way to, you know, to create a balanced database for this that everyone right. can get their events advertised. We have so many organizations here. Wow. I cannot count them right now. Mm-hmm. There are some big ones, umbrella organizations. It's hard to mention them kasi, you know, there is competition also.
Baka sabihin may favorite kayo
sa I'd rather
pass on that.
Yeah. So, pwede nila i-search sa Facebook siguro, sir.
Yes, yes. In fact, right now, the best way to disseminate your information, mm-mm. especially kung taga rito ka sa Melbourne like Tina,
opa.
Is to be a member of yung grupo na Pinoy's in Melbourne. It's a Facebook
group. Facebook group, yes. I'm part of that, sir.
Yes, that is also what I use to spread information about our services.
Nice.
That is a very dynamic group. Like, people just go out of their way to help each other out there.
Yeah, you know, everything is there. Mm-hmm. Kung naghahanap ka ng titirhan, naghahanap ka mm-hmm. ng mabibiling pagkain Pilipino.
Mm-hmm.
Kung naghahanap ka ng trabaho, mm-hmm. ando doon lahat. Mm-hmm. O kung may itatanong ka tungkol sa konsulado, ando doon mm-hmm. din ako. And I answer as much as I could. Every question that I see there that pertains to the consulate, I even answer all private messages sent to me, kahit may mga hindi ko kakilala.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Eh, kasi, 24/7 talaga yung work, sir, ano?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you're doing in the house, you know, if you see something pop up there, mm-hmm. I made it my mission to reply with mm-hmm. accurate information. Kasi, kuminsan, sa Facebook, pag pinabayaan mo na, you know, hindi naman sa pag... Not to unduly criticize.
Mm-mm.
Minsan when the information comes from third parties, medyo diluted na yan or
right.
fake news. Mm-mm. Minsan fake news eh.
Oo. Diba? Oh, there's a lot of that spreading. Yung mga iba naman, they mean well. Yung mga ibang kababayan natin nagko-comment sa group, they mean well, except that sometimes there's a tendency to mislead.
Right. And misinterpret.
That's why just a few days ago there was like so much expression of disgust and dissatisfaction with our services only because it was premised on wrong information.
Right.
Alright, so I had to step in and explain everything. So after I did, okay naman sila, natutuwa naman sila. You know, they understand our situation. I have to apologize because hindi pa kami kompleto. We're not even 50% staffed here.
Wow.
And our services are very limited. As of now, we're still looking for a good place to establish our permanent office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sige po, sir. But that's very good news na your presence is in that Facebook group and in all other venues as well. So it sounds very dynamic and, you know, yung general tips na lang po for Pinoys residing here in Melbourne, in Victoria, and
well,
how your office can assist.
I cannot pretend to be an expert on that, no? Kasi bago lang din ako rito. I arrived here in last December.
Okay.
Maybe Tina has been here longer.
September. I arrived September.
September. So
just
you're probably more of an expert than I am about living here in Melbourne, no? But I can only, of course, give general advice. Of course, you know, make yourself productive. Find a good job. It's not always easy, and make it time worthwhile here. There's a lot of opportunities that await you here, not only in terms of job or livelihood, recreation, but you can also join groups like this group, yung finding answers nyo.
Yes. You know, listen to our show.
Yes, listen to shows like this because you might find answers, really. I mean, real answers to real questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
in terms of career tips, for example, or adjusting your immigration status, in this country. Mm-hmm. Halimbawa, you're starting as a student, anong direction ba pupuntahan mo, di ba?
Yes. So how, meron po kaming episode na ganyan, sir.
Yeah. And I usually with people and organizations that host mga sessions like those. Mm-hmm. And then I come in to explain naman yung aming mga services. Mm-hmm. And what we can do for them. Because some people kasi, they have misconceptions about what we can do for them. Mm-hmm. In general, wala tayong masyadong may tutulong sa kanila pagdating sa visa, no? Kasi we are not actually even supposed to assist
true
buyers on visa matters, no? And we have limited information. I would rather that they speak to migration agents.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called in New Zealand, but here in Australia, that's what they're called, migration agents.
Mm-hmm. Similar, sir.
Yeah, in Canada, immigration consultants.
Consultants, yes.
And in the US, immigration lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, so lawyer talaga. So iba-iba. Pero dito, I find it practical for them to speak to migration agents kasi sila yung nakakaalam dyan. Visa options,
yes,
no?
Kasi expert sila. Sir, we're pressed for time. Opo, sorry to answer.
Go ahead, please.
We're pressed for time bilang mag-end na si Zoom. Pero,
sorry, I've been talking too much.
No,
okay lang,
sir. Very, apo,
very helpful
useful
siya sa mga listeners natin.
Opo, and sobrang daming tips. But we'd like to end with some gimmick lang po. So, last week, we had like a guest the slang because, you know, like in Australia and New Zealand, there's a lot of slang. So, are you game po ba to guess a couple of slang words from Australia?
Itetest namin, sir, yung 6 months na presence niyo sa Melbourne. Kung meron kayo mga words na slang na
I should have
pick
for
up.
This.
Pero it's a fun segment. We'll just say
a
word
yeah.
And then
go ahead.
Huhulaan nyo lang kung anong
language,
meaning.
So...
kung ano yung meaning.
Yeah.
Mga dalawa lang. Tina, go ahead. Ikaw yung start.
What does chakasiki mean?
Oh, that one. It's not yet in my vocabulary.
Tina, use it in a sentence.
I don't feel like going to work tomorrow, so I'm planning to chakasiki.
Okay, that is Australian slang ba?
Yes.
Yes, and New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And
New
Zealand.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Chakatuki.
Chakasiki.
Chakasiki. Chakasiki, okay. Para mga
ang ibig sabihin po nun, ang ibig sabihin po nun ay magsisick leave ka.
All right.
Magsisikli,
I don't feel
lang.
Well, so I'll chakasiki.
I wish I could do that.
Nako. Tinuturuan namin yung mga listeners namin ng mga technique.
Kalokohan. Okay.
Sir, ito. Wop-wops.
Wop-wop-wops. Wala pa yatang nagsabi sa akin.
So, in a sentence, where are you taking us? Why is it that it's like we're driving into a wop-wops?
Okay.
So, ibig sabihin yun, sir, ay like in the middle of nowhere.
Alright. Sorry.
Yes.
I have to learn these new things. It's either I'm too old or too slow to learn.
Tina,
gusto mo last word?
Oo. Ano po? Siguro narinig nyo na to, sir. Chuk.
Chuk?
Mm-mm. Chuk. Chook. Diba sa Pinas, merong chuks to go?
Chooks to go. Oh, ano, chicken?
Chicken.
Yes!
Chook. Okay. So, thank you very much, sir, for being...
Yun, oh.
Thank you very much for being a good sport and for all the helpful inputs and information that you have provided us.
I hope I gave enough, useful information. But we can have it another time. I mean, there's so much to talk about.
Yes, sir.
Sir, would you like to leave a contact detail or where they can contact you if they have questions pa?
Yes. Right now, nandito pa rin kami sa temporary office namin sa, sa Melbourne, sa CBD. Our address is Level 21, 459 Collins Street. That's Collins Street, Melbourne. Australia,
Victoria.
That's 3,000. Victoria, sorry. Victoria, ang postal code is 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us through these numbers. 03863033 78.
Right.
Let me repeat that. 03863033 78. And then we have an emergency hotline, but maybe I should just share that to a limited audience. Mm-hmm. But our email, you can also send us an email at melbourne.pcg at dfa.gov.ph.
Right.
So again, that's melbourne.pcg for Philippine Consulate General at DFA, which is for Department of Foreign Affairs, .gov.ph. That's our email address.
Yes. And masipag sumagot si Sir sa email. Tested yan because we only contacted them through that email as well. At talagang sinagot ako ni Sir Anton.
And you sa Facebook.
You wrote the consulate email and I back using my own email.
Thank you po. Thank you very much, Deputy Consul General Anthony Manda.
Yes.
Really appreciate your help. And just like that, we have wrapped up Season 1 of Finding Answers. Hope you have enjoyed our wide expanse of topics so far. And if you have any other topic suggestions, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. That's Finding Answers, ANZERS. Or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com.
Yes, wrapping up Season 1. Join us again in Season 2. We have lined up some pretty cool stuff in the next season. So this is Finding Answers with JR.
And Tina. See you on Season 2.
Bye.
Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay.